Hello, welcome to Plants for the People, People for the Plants. Today, I'd like to share a bit about my garden, some strategies I have for soil building, different solutions to problems we've encountered so far this season, and of course, some of the awesome plants growing with me this year. I live on a farm outside of Viroqua proper. A lot of space is for cows and sheep that rotationally graze. Other areas are forested. And some we have fenced off as gardens, focused on both perennials and annuals. We have a kitchen garden near the main house with herbs and foods we like to have easy access to. We have many young trees planted all over in hopes of restoring soil biodiversity, as well as reducing erosion. This will help the land nourish us, as many of these plants are perennial foods like hazelnuts, grapes, and plums. We also have foods like sunchokes and burdock around. We try to make space for favored plants, as well as see the current benefit to plants we ultimately want fewer of. I'll start from the ground up. Soil is the foundation of all gardens, and its health is paramount to fostering abundant growth wherever we welcome it. Where I live at Evening Star Farm, we have a lot of compacted clay from years of farming practices that didn't rejuvenate the soil. We have some spots that have been diligently worked over the years, too. In those places, we often cut or pull up plants we don't want to continue growing in that space. Then we might cover it with cardboard that we've removed all plastic staples and labels from so it can all break down. We will cover that with manure that has been composting and maturing. We then add a solid layer of straw and let it sit over the winter. We also have some areas that were tilled with help from neighbors, friends, and family over the years. Many plants benefit the shift in soil composition we strive for. Burdock, chicory, wild parsnip, thistles, wild carrot, nettles, clover, and a plethora of grasses thrive with us. Their roots grow deep and wide, and when cut back, provide a lot of material to break down and replenish the soil. We also harvest nettles, comfrey, and thistle to ferment and feed the soil, allowing our vegetables, flowers, and new perennials to have access to those nutrients, as well as the microbiology suited to transferring them and breaking them down. These ferments boost fruit production and vegetative growth as well. And they are very simple to make and distribute. Grab a vessel, a 5-gallon bucket will do, and harvest your material. Nettles at this time of year are tall, not as prime for eating, but wonderful for a ferment. Get it full with plant material and chop it up with some garden shears, or rip it, whatever does it for you. Then add water to the top and loosely cover. Let this sit for at least a week, check it daily, and stir it. Bubbles will show up quickly, and the smell will change, perhaps get a little bit funky. Once the bubbling slows, after a week or two, strain the plant material off the liquid, and voila, here is your garden tea. Distribute it to the base of your plants, watered down 1 to 10 T to water. For a foliar feed, water it down even more at 1 to 20 and put the juice in a spray bottle. Go around the whole plant in a spritzy circle. Nettles, among other plants like yarrow, borage, comfrey, and fava beans, are dynamic accumulators. They readily take up soil nutrients and minerals and store them in highly bioavailable forms in their bodies. Making a tea out of these plants makes the vitamins, minerals, and nutrients, like nitrogen, much more immediately available to the plants we are growing. And if you recall an earlier episode about nettles, you might notice they were good for our immune systems. They bolster plant immune systems too. So they will withstand stress more easily and be less impacted by pests. Amazing. Another simple ferment you can make for your garden is something called LABS. It stands for Lactic Acid Bacteria Serum. This liquid is potent and extremely beneficial. To make LABS, you need rice, water, a couple of vessels, some paper or cloth, and milk. Get a cup of white rice, and add a couple of cups of water, like you would to prep for dinner. Wash the rice or swish it around in the water and strain the rice out, keeping the water in a jar. The rice you no longer need, so cook it up for dinner or tomorrow's lunch. Take the rinse water and cover the jar with a light piece of paper. Fasten it on with a band of some kind. Let it sit for 3 to 5 days, carefully smelling it each day. It will begin to smell sweet. This is ideal. If the liquid begins to smell sour, it has sat for too long and will not produce the proper results. So, once it smells sweet, take your rinse water to a new larger vessel and add whole milk at a ratio of 10 to 1 milk to water. Next, allow this mixture to sit in a dark, cool location for a couple of days. What you will see occur is the milk curdling and separating from a cloudy liquid into a mass at the top of your vessel. Once they are fully separated, uncover your vessel and remove the curd, which you can eat as is or make into a cheese. Chickens and dogs also really like to eat the curd if you're not keen on it. The liquid you want to keep. This is the labs. Labs improves soil ventilation, increases fertilizer solubility and nutrient availability from compost and the like to plants, and therefore promotes plant growth and even seed germination. It is also an effective solution to certain bacterial and fungal plant pests. Labs is something we can give to our bodies, too, to accomplish similar tasks. For us, it improves the nutritional value of food by increasing our uptake of its nutrients. It improves our ability to digest lactose and can mitigate intestinal infections, and more. To introduce labs into the garden, dilute the serum 1 to 1,000 and either water it in at the base of the plant or apply it as a spray. For building resistance to garden pests, a foliar application is better. Dilution and dose with both the lab serum and nettle tea is very important. Plants can get burned from too many nutrients, and that is the opposite of what we are striving for in distributing concoctions like these. We recently applied both nettle tea and labs to our gardens, and the effects are visible. We had some nitrogen tie up in one vegetable bed that is now thriving again due to our nettle tea. The leaves look greener and have grown after a long period of stunted growth. We had a pest problem in another garden that appears to be effectively mitigated after a lab zap. With both of these concentrated liquids, experts and myself recommend applying them when the sun is not in full swing. I personally prefer early evening when the sun is low in the sky. I think that, like us, plants do a lot of growing at night, so it makes sense to me to give them a boost right before bedtime. We have an experimental and synchronistic approach, testing out practices and observing results. We aim for systems that feed each other and harmonize with the land. We also aim for the most natural solution, opting for ingredients we would possibly eat ourselves over something with chemical names we don't recognize easily. Growing with plants can be a very exciting process. We don't just have to watch. We can learn and play alongside them. That's all for today, folks. Thank you for listening, and please contact me with anything you would like to share at orp1015@gmail.com.